Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. It's good to have you join me as we continue on in a message, delighting to do His will. And we've been looking verse by verse at a passage of Scripture found in the book of Leviticus, chapter 26. And in verse 3, the Lord says, "If ye will walk in my statutes and keep my commandments to do them," or to practice them, He proceeds then in verse 4 and subsequently to share the blessings that will attend, that will come to those who will delight to do His will, who will seek to do His will. In verse 9, and they cover every aspect, not only just physical blessings, prosperity, there would be plenty to eat, but He says they will dwell safely, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. To be free from the fear of evil, isn't that beautiful? I believe Proverbs talks about those that seek wisdom will be free from the fear of evil. Why? Because wisdom, as some teachers have said, she is personified as a woman, but it's a really representation of the Lord Jesus Christ, that He is the perfection of wisdom. In Jesus are hid all the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. The fullness of God dwells bodily within Jesus. He is the manifestation of God to us. Praise God. Three persons in one. It's a mystery we can't comprehend with our natural minds. We just receive it and believe it and rejoice in it. Praise God. But in verse 9, the Lord continues on to say, "For I will have respect unto you and make you fruitful and multiply you and establish my covenant with you." And in verse 10, He says, "And you shall eat of old store and bring forth the old because of the new." Eat the old supply and bring forth the old because of the new. In other words, you're going to be blessed. You got to make room for the new by bringing out the old. And how can we apply that to our lives today? It says, "The eyes of the Lord are upon those that fear Him. The eyes of the Lord rove to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking to prove Himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward Him." Do we fail every day? We blow it. We sin. We have an advocate with the Father. As we repent, we come back to Him. And that joy and that unrighteousness is removed from us. He cleanses us from all unrighteousness. But He also will give us fruitfulness. He'll give us His blessings. Fruitfulness depends on our relationship and obedience to God. And what does it say in verse 6? He says, "I will give you peace. You shall lie down. None shall make you afraid." In verse 10, we shall bring forth the old because of the new. The old corn of our Christian experience will not be locked up in a storehouse and kept back. But on the contrary, when we give out that which God has blessed us with, has given us, we won't be able to contain the blessings of God. And you know, in verse 9, when it talks about favor, God will make, as He did in the old covenant, He made a difference between the Israelites and the Egyptians. God will make a difference to those who are obedient to Him. No child of God will have to beg the rulers of this world or this earth for favors, because we have the favor of God. And then that beautiful verse in verse 11, "I will set my tabernacle among you. My soul shall not abhor you." He says, He is tabernacled. He's come to us in our hearts. And through Jesus, we have access, as it were, into the very Holy of Holies. We've stepped through the veil into the very presence of the living God to have fellowship and spiritual communion. That's the significance. Remember that moment that Jesus died, he said it is finished. The great thick veil of the temple, that literal physical veil, was rent in two from the top to the bottom, a very sign that God had now made the way possible for us to enter into the Holy of Holies in fellowship with God. And as we know, under the Old Covenant, once a year, Day of Atonement, the high priest alone could enter to make sacrifice for his sins and the sins of the people. In verse 12, he says, "And I will walk among you and will be your God, and ye shall be my people." In verse 13, he says, "I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that ye should not be their bondmen. And I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you go upright," or made you go free. He has set us free. Praise God. He'll walk among us. He'll give us his blessings, his fellowship, his prosperity, his protection, his purity, his power, the complete manifold blessing of God, the shalom blessing, salvation in its fullness. And the children of God who will walk obediently before the Lord will never be defeated, never be silenced by the working of Satan. His terror campaigns will never work, and we will never give in to that which is of the devil as we walk obediently before the Lord. You see, beloved, I shared earlier on a broadcast that God has moved on my heart as far as the word for the year, and that is to keep it simple. And so often, you know, we focus, because they're very real, very in-our-face needs, practical things, things that pertain to this natural life, and we get very focused on our lack or the areas we see need God to move in. And if we would seek to do and delight to do the will of God, I believe if we would really focus on just pleasing the Lord, we would find that a lot of the things we've been struggling with, and I know I'm speaking to some folks out there right now, if we would get our focus, our priorities right, oh, I know you love the Lord, you want his best, but I've been there. There's times we get so tied up in knots because of the immediate or the pressing need or whatever the crisis is, whatever the situation demands. And if we would seek just simply to put God's heart, God's desire first, I believe we would see more of a smoothing out of the path of the Lord. But he will make the way straight before our feet. I believe that as we put him first in waves. And you could say, "Well, Sister Glass, I've done that and I still have all kinds of battles." Yes, I know we've purposed that, but I'm talking about even doing things more with greater excellence, with a greater understanding, with a greater comprehension or revelation. All of us can learn the way of the Lord and must never think that because we've reached a certain level of maturity, we've arrived, we know all there is to know. I believe we will never come into that place. We will continually be learning marvelous things about our God as we go on in eternal fellowship with him. But God wants us to place him first. And I'm just looking now, my eyes are glancing at a couple of Psalms, Psalm 125. Those first two verses, it says, "They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever." That shows you how protective he is. As the psalmist is speaking about the mountains surrounding Jerusalem, and mountains were a natural defense for a people, speaking in a natural sense, so God is a hedge of protection round about us. If we will trust in the Lord, we will be as Mount Zion. Nothing will move us. "Take this whole world, but give me Jesus." What did David say? "I've put the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved." Psalm 124 says, "If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say," and he repeats that in verse 2, "then they had swallowed us up when their wrath was kindled against us." Blessed be the Lord, who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who hath made heaven and earth. And beloved, that's all that I'm simply saying. The Lord is our help. And as we seek to delight to do His will, as we put Him first in all things, and the Holy Spirit knows how to deal with us. We're all in different places. But if we allow the Holy Spirit to minister to that spot where exactly where we are, He will cause our joy to be full, our obedience to be more perfect. We'll respond quicker. We will be our tongue will be the pen of a ready writer. We'll be able to praise God. There's just an increased sensitivity. In fact, let's just pray. Father, right now, you know, words are very inadequate, and words cannot describe that spiritual work that you desire to do in our lives. But Lord, there are many listening. They're willing. They want that work. And so, Father, we pray that we will be, even as Jesus, who delighted to do the will of His Father, so, Father, let Your will be as meat to us, that we delight to do Your will at all times. We will seek to be pleasing to You. Father, we just believe this and ask that we, even now as we ask You, we are in the process of receiving that. In Jesus' name, amen. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, my anointing is upon you to destroy the yoke, every bit of self-will, stubbornness, unyieldedness. Yea, I know how I have fashioned you, and I know how the enemy has withstood you. But rejoice, beloved, for I am with you to do that work which you have asked of me, and you shall see your God move in your behalf, and those spiritual desires which you have asked of me, those desires which you set before me, behold, I, even I, shall accomplish and perfect that which concerns you, says the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Lord, we receive that. Hallelujah. He's healing your broken heart, beloved. Trust Him to do that. He is your good shepherd, which restores your soul. Amen and amen. Well, it's been a joy to minister to you, and tomorrow I have some wonderful passages, scriptures I want to share with you. I invite you to join me at the same time. If not, you can always go to our website, click on the broadcast, and listen anytime at your convenience. The announcer in just a moment is going to give our contact information. I invite you to write and share your prayer needs, share your testimonies. It's one of the joys of my life to be able to minister not only through the broadcast, but through the ministry of correspondence. Till next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,